Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Enfield Chen.
Hey there, race fans. This is Race Fans Rock Radio, and I'm your host, Enfield
Chen.
We're giving this another shot. Hey, Tony, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay, race fans, we had some technical difficulties with the first show, so I actually had to recreate this whole thing and start all over again, and we finally got Tony on the line. So, race fans, this is my co-host of the week, Tony Bickett.
It's very, very easy. Baginski. Tony Baginski.
There we go. Oh, God, you would think, like, we're working with all the Polish people that I work with, the people that have last names that end in SKI should be, like, a no-brainer for me, right?
Rob, but, well, you know, hopefully it didn't take you that long on Keselowski.
No. Yeah, got that one down. So, cool. So, Tony, sorry about all that craziness, but, yeah, the first show that I had, it looked like there was only, like, 15 minutes for the whole show. The countdown was all wrong, and I couldn't get you on the line, so I don't know. I just ended the episode and started a new one, so I'll go back and delete that other one later. But,
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so you're on the line now. We've got about plenty of time on the show right now, so welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio, Tony. Thanks for
Well, thank you for... having me on and letting me be your co-host, and
absolutely.
I've been involved in racing and motorsports my entire life, and have a line of accomplishments, and love to talk to race fans and help them understand what we do and how we go about it, so they enjoy their time spent at the venues,
exactly.
The racetracks, and seeing what we do.
Cool. So now, Tony, what'd you do this week? Anything cool?
The only thing I've been doing this week is I have been working with some other motorsports venues getting ready for the Performance Race Industry Show. And working with Randy LaJoy and Sam Bass, which is an incredible artist for NASCAR. And,
yeah, I like Sam a lot.
Yeah, he's awesome. He does some incredible work. And putting things together for the United States launch of a new device for people that wear a 38.1 device for head and neck protection from Brace Yourself. Been working really hard on that, and that's going to take place at the PRI show, and we're very excited about that because we intend on saving a lot of lives. And unfortunately, there are some devices out there that are breaking collarbones and clavicles, which are the same thing. Their sternums and a lot of issues, and our device just answers those and will give the driver peace of mind to really go out there and get with it and have a peace of mind that he's going to be okay if he is involved in an accident. And unfortunately, that's part of what they do.
Exactly.
So,
well, wow, sounds like you had a busy week. I did too. I actually headed down to Charlotte Motor Speedway on, I was there on Friday and Sunday. I did not go there on Saturday because it was pouring, and there was no point in me going sitting in the rain, you know, so I didn't do that. But I did go down there on Friday and Sunday, and I had a really good time. Got a good amount of fan requests fulfilled, and ones that didn't get fulfilled, they'll kind of just carry over until the next week. So it's not like they get forgotten about. But yeah, I had some fun there. On Sunday, I actually went to the track with my friend Tiffany, and I hadn't seen her in a really long time, so it was good to kind of catch up with her. And I actually got to watch the race in a way that I hadn't watched it before. My business manager, Bob Juergens, has a membership to the Speedway Club. and they actually set up like a platform kind of like stage behind pit road, but in front of Victory Lane. So it's like right in that little section there. And we kind of went up there and sat down and had a glass of wine. And I never really did that before. So that was kind of different.
since I've won some of the races that I have won, I've tried that on, being up top at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and there's nothing like the day that I lived being a pit specialist on a crew and winning the Indianapolis 500. And, you know, there's many ways that fans can do it, but I have to admit, winning that race was one of my most prideful accomplishments in, you know, my entire life for that. So
that's awesome. So then you had a couple of beers on pit road too then.
I spent a lot of time on pit road.
Nice.
Yeah.
But that was the first time I had a drink and then went on pit road. It was nice. Well, then afterwards we went to the regular Speedway Club and kind of got the views and watched the race a little while from up there. And you know, since it was 500 miles, I mean, it was a long race. So we were really able, really able to kind of like do everything, just go up to the Speedway Club for a little while, had another glass of wine there. Then I was like, okay, let's go downstairs. Went back downstairs and they were actually handing out free Jimmy John sandwiches. So that worked out well because we were kind of hungry at that point. We didn't want to eat anything at the Speedway Club just because it wasn't like a sit down kind of day. You know, we wanted to kind of grab and go. So we didn't sit down. We chose not to sit down at the Speedway Club, but they really do have really good food up there. If you've ever been up there, the food there is excellent. So we hopped on the tram, went around the track, got back into the infield on pit road right up the wall by the stop finish line when Joey Logano won it. So that was, it was pretty cool. I had a good time.
That's very fun. And, you know, speaking to our race fans and the people out there that listen to the show and are involved in the motorsports events, you know, it's great to win a race. But from my perspective, when I've worked so hard in, you know, a race day, you roll in the racetrack 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You work on the car all day until start time, and then you race all day. And if you win, you do the things you have to do, and thank God for our sponsors and the people that put these events on. That takes hours, and then your work starts. Because everything that goes to the racetrack has got to go back in the truck. And it's trucks. It's not just one. It makes for quite a very, very long day. 18-hour day. Uh-huh. And, you know, so the people that come to the racetrack and appreciate and support the people that work pit road and the things that they do, it's very well appreciated because it sure can make for a long day to put on a good show for our fans. And if it wasn't for the fans, where would we be?
Exactly. Well, now, speaking of doing things for the fans, I don't know if you've heard, but I recently joined up with the NASCAR Campground Network, and they're deemed the official campgrounds of NASCAR. They're doing a lot to make the race fans experience even better. Now, they kind of help fans on and off the track. Now, if you're a fan and you love racing, but you just can't get to a track, that's okay. Because if you're a member of the NASCAR Camp Network, you can be connected to their network of all of these over 2,000 and plus different campgrounds and like 5-star resort areas. They're all affiliated through the NASCAR Campground Network. And race fans can actually go to these parks and get to see the race on a giant, you know, screen TV and kind of do the whole tailgating thing and get that at-track feeling without really being at the racetrack. And if you're a member of the NASCAR Campground Network, they'll get tons of discounts to do this. So, yeah, they'll have all that kind of good stuff. It's the benefits that they always see. Some of them, they'll get discounted camping up to 50% off at public parks nationwide, camping at private member-only resorts nationwide. They'll get special at-track camping packages with some race access, which is, you know, they'll get passes and stuff to come on down. They'll do tours in the garages. Special offers from, like, the NASCAR partners and different businesses that are affiliated. Like, they'll save at Lionel NASCAR Collectibles. So they'll get die-casts and things like that at discounted prices. And they'll even get, like, 25% off at the NASCAR Racing Experience, which will the ultimate racing fan experience, where you put your race fans get in the cars and they go around the track that you know, that the NASCAR drivers go around every time, so they could really get a sense of what it's like to do that. They
that
have like an
is
online.
So,
it's cool,
that's incredible.
Right? I know, and that's not even it. I mean, they have a whole online reservation system with a complete directory of all the affiliated campgrounds. So like, it's a one-stop shop. It's a really cool deal. Now, the newest thing that they're running is they have a nationwide sweepstakes giveaway, okay? They are giving away a fantastic week of fun at Daytona Race Week 2016. So one lucky grand prize winner will receive a week's lodging at an oceanfront bedroom in a two-bedroom condominium. They'll get $1,000 to airfare and travel cash. They'll get $1,000 spending money. They'll get infield passes for four people for the entire week. We'll get a behind-the-scenes VIP tour for four people at Daytona International Speedway, and we'll get a parking pass. So
that is
the ultimate package for Daytona. And, I mean, I've been to Daytona, and I know that I've been to a lot of the races. Daytona is by far the race that you want to be at. So the deadline for this year is December 1st, 2015. The winner is going to be chosen at random in a random drawing on December 18th. And it'll be, you know, there's only one entry per person, and you have to be at least 18 years old or by January 1st, 2015. So, and there's no purchase to win, and no purchase necessary to win, rather. So it's a really
fantastic
cool deal that they're doing. Yeah, I'm hoping to be a part of that there next year when that all goes down. I'll get to meet all those people and maybe even take them through the garage. So that'll be a really cool deal.
Be so awesome.
Yeah.
And it brings back a fond memory of mine. Unfortunately, the memory wasn't so fond how it came about, but Kenny Irwin's parents had a campground. All the flags were the flags from the flag stand around the campground, and it was based upon motorsports. And, you know, God rest his soul, Kenny Irwin, you know, we lost him some years back, but they had that idea many years ago, and I just really like what they're doing and your ability to help and what they're going to do for the fans to excite them more. And I've been in motorsports my whole life, and I'm one of the guys that wants things to go back to the way they used to be. Because when I grew up, A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti, Billy Vukovich, you know, people like that ran the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, they ran our local tracks, and we would see them there. Then they'd run another local track, you'd see them there. And then you'd get to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and you couldn't get in the garage area, but you would stand at the fence. And when I was a kid, I didn't have to holler at A.J. Foyt. He'd holler at me. And we've got to get NASCAR, IndyCar, the World of Outlaws. USAC is doing a pretty good job, but to make it easier for the fans to come through the pits and see actually what goes on, so they have a better understanding for it, get to know these drivers. And, you know, I've had a lot of meetings with the people from IndyCar, and they say, you know, Sebastian Bourdais doesn't have many fans. Well, he's never going to have because nobody's ever seen him race, and mm-hmm. he got into IndyCar through money, and you can't contact him and you can't be with him.
Yeah, if it's not
yeah, they might do an autograph session, but let me tell you, when there's 10,000 people trying to get through a line in an hour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's
yeah.
crazy, and the guys can't give you any time.
Yeah,
so,
they have to make themselves more available to the fans, and you know, I think NASCAR drivers do a pretty good job of that. I really do. So, yeah, that's something that I guess I'm not too familiar with the way things go in Indy, but I'm sure that it's not. I don't believe it's as accessible as it is at a NASCAR race with the NASCAR drivers. Am I correct?
Right.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's a shame.
But that's yeah. absolutely fantastic what they're doing with that, and
yeah,
I must say, I'm very anxious
yeah.
and willing to help be a part to promote that. And I, what better way to enjoy a race at a campground with your friends
yeah,
and still tailgating, and even though you don't
yeah.
get to go to the venue.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So, and hey, you never know. They might even send me to some of those resorts to kind of hang out with those race fans at some point. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, fans can visit their website at www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com. And again, that trip to go to Daytona, it's free. There's no purchase to win. And if you would like to become a member of the NASCAR Campground Network, go in there, check out the memberships that they have. And if you put the discount code InfieldGen at checkout, you'll get another $20 to that membership. So check it out, join. It'll pay for itself within the first event that you go to. And if camping is like your thing and going to the races is your thing, then the NASCAR Campground Network needs to be your thing too. So check it out, and you'll really enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
and I must add, I think mm-hmm. you're very correct that NASCAR is a step ahead of IndyCar because in 2013, when I won the Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona, they allowed many people behind the scenes, and that was a very, very good experience. And you know, I was blessed mm-hmm. enough to work with Juan Pablo Montoya and
cool.
Scott Pruitt, Memo Rojas, and Charlie Kimball, and win that race too. So, and that was all run by NASCAR, which NASCAR mm-hmm. has taken that division over, and
yeah.
they're doing a wonderful job.
Cool.
For
that's
the fans.
Really good. Absolutely. It's got to make it more about them, right? This is what we do it for. So,
that's exactly
so,
right.
Cool. Well, part of the show has been brought to you by racegear.com. And, hey, if you're the kind of race fan who loves memorabilia from all your favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, then you've got to go check out racegear.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your racing memorabilia. They have everything, and you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. Prices are great, too. And, again, if you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, you'll receive an additional 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go over right after the show and check out racegear.com. You'll be glad you did. So, Tony, that's what I do usually do now on the show is I kind of talk about a few burning topics in NASCAR, what's going on in the NASCAR news. And, I mean, first and foremost, like, Casey Kane is a dad. That's so crazy. He still looks so, like a kid. But, yeah, Casey Kane and his girlfriend, Sam Sheets, welcomed their son, Tanner Lee Kane, into the world at 1:11 a.m. this morning. And reportedly, mom and baby are doing great. So, yeah, congratulations to them. That's pretty cool, huh?
That's very good.
What do you think of that? Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I didn't see any pictures of the little guy yet, but I'm sure he's cutie. Other thing I heard, Dale Jr.'s nationwide, Dale Jr.'s paint scheme for next year has been revealed. It's on the Nationwide Facebook page, and it's a new paint scheme for the number 88 next year. Did you get a chance to check that out?
No, I haven't, but I will because
yeah.
he's my old boss.
Oh.
I work for him. when I was in Concord with
Dale
Earnhardt Jr., Chip Ganassi, and Felix Sabatis.
Gotcha.
When I was in Concord, North Carolina, he was one of my bosses. So I'm very close to him and love to see what he's doing. And he's a real guy, and he's a real fan. And anybody that ever gets to meet you, you know, you don't have to be Lisa Aslan that's got Dale Jr. tattoos all over her.
Oh, I know. I know. She's amazing.
And I know you
she's
know
been
who
on the show
Lisa
a few times.
Is.
Oh, yeah. She's been on the show a few times. I've pictures of her all over my website and on my social media. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know Lisa.
Yeah,
the NASCAR tattoo
she
lady.
She is a great friend. And, you know, I've met her through my motorsports love, and but Dale Jr. is a very, very straight up fella, and he's just a guy just like we are, and he really knows how to speak to people and involve them in what he does. So, glad to hear stuff going on about him. Take it away. What else you got?
Pretty sharp. The car looks pretty sharp. It's like got silver on the sides, it's blue up the top, you know, so it looks good. And again, fans can check out that paint scheme on Nationwide's Facebook page. So, yeah, they can go there. Now, in other news, Justin Allgaier and David Ragan are still looking for rides for next year. They don't have anything secure yet. David Ragan said that he's just waiting to see what happens since, you know, there's so much going on at the end of the year. So, you know, while he's keeping his eyes and ears open, you know, he's also patiently waiting, he said. And I'm hearing as for Justin Allgaier, he may be headed over to the Xfinity Series next year. So, you know, we'll see. Again, nothing's definite or anything like that. And, yeah, he's right. You know, David's right about the whole end of the year being crazy and stuff. So, and plus you got
And Allgaier had hoped to be with Michael Walter Bracing, which they're not going to exist.
Exactly. And then you have, you know, all those other guys, like 250, 300 employees that are looking for jobs, you know. And I'm talking to a couple of my buddies on those teams, and, you know, I always ask them, did you get anything? And some of them said, yeah, I got some good stuff going for next year. I'll be okay. And I'm like, oh, that's good to hear, you know. But, yeah, some of them are still, oof, I don't know. That's a tough deal. But
it definitely is that time of the season when
mm-hmm.
things change. And you know, my good friend Tony Stewart, which I raced go-karts with when I was a young man, and that's how I met him and Nelson. And, you know, next season's going to be his last. And
yeah, no.
I've heard Clint Bowyer is going to take over for him, but
yep,
I think there's a lot to happen between now and then, sports fans. And I wouldn't count anybody out to be in that 14 car.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I know that a big thing that Clint has going for him is, I mean, he brings a sponsor, and that's a huge deal these days. So Clint has that ability, you know, that 5-Hour Energy follows him. So that's a big deal, and that gives him a lot of pull. So, I mean, you just might see him in that 14 car in 2017. But hey, here's something cool for race fans, and this is whether you're a Joey Logano fan or not. But Shell Pennzoil has a win-win program in place for their Shell Saver cardholders. Anytime Joey Logano wins a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in his number 22 Shell Pennzoil Sport Fusion, anyone that has one of those Shell Saver credit cards can save 22 cents at the pump on any grade of gasoline. Cardholders can enjoy these savings until Wednesday, as they call it. So they can head on out to the Shell pumps and fill up for a lot less thanks to Joey Logano's win this past weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So I think that's a really good reason, like Joey, whether you're a Joey fan or not, you know. That's pretty cool.
Straight away.
That's nice. Yeah, that's not bad. So, well, anyway, so that's what I thought was hot in this week's news and worth talking about. What about you, Tony? Anything else did you hear in the news that I didn't mention?
No, I think you've done a wonderful job, as you always do, Infield Jim. Wow. You are really connected to motorsports, and I am very proud to be on your show with you, and I hope it continues. And this man right here is a BKM man, and
we got the last ARCA race of the year coming up this weekend in Kansas. We're looking forward to that. Yeah, we'll be heading out to Kansas actually tomorrow morning, so it's another very long drive. I said drive. Yeah, we're driving. But yeah. But yeah.
And I follow you on Facebook like everybody
yep,
can.
Thank you.
And you do post when mm-hmm. you are motoring from one event to another. And
yeah.
there are times when, you know, I've been in motorsports my whole life. And, you know, when I was in ASA and IndyCar
mm-hmm.
and everything I've done,
mm-hmm.
those are some long trips.
And, yes, they are very long trips.
Some of them just never get any better.
Yeah. We went out there a couple weeks ago, and it actually took us 2 days. We kind of broke it up into 2 days, so it wasn't too bad, but it was very long. And I think this time here, we got a tech day on Thursday, and we race on Friday. So we're going to leave tomorrow morning, Wednesday, and just drive all day and night until we get there. So it's going to be a long one, yeah. So that's what you're going to do.
very good.
Yeah, there you go. But so anyway, so yeah, so this week's Hot Topics has been brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you'll have down the road in 3 years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. They're a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you and everybody else that's tuning in achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. They've helped me actually for several years now, and I don't see myself without them anytime soon. So you shouldn't either. So visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. You'll be glad you did. www.highlandwealthny.com. So Tony, let's talk about, you know, what you got going on with Brace Yourself and all that. When do you think we're going to start seeing it in the United States, and what's going to happen with that?
Okay, the unit itself is at the 3.3 stage, is already released overseas, which helps
mm-hmm.
people in karting and like. Every division that the United States Auto Club runs, USAC, that's all they recommend
mm-hmm.
is a 3.3 device, and that device is
mm-hmm.
ready. And just within about a week, I will be going to the Cape for a sled test for the 38.1. Our device is
mm-hmm.
ready, and it's going to pass the test, and it will be released in the USA previously to the PRI show, and
mm-hmm.
Brace Yourself from Ballarat, Australia looks to Brian Keselowski and Jennifer Calandrillo to, with your resources, to
mm-hmm.
to launch this product through you all and
okay.
the PRI show. And it's going to be something that's wonderful, because we're not only going to be selling a device that is cheaper than the other devices, but
mm-hmm.
it is a device that you can turn your head. It doesn't go under your belts, and it's made for any impact, no matter where it comes from, any flip,
wow.
any crash, front, back, side, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if your head is turned, the device will still work 100%. And that is one thing people wearing other devices that can't turn their heads.
Mm.
And, you know, that's not good. And so we have taken all of the things that were not good about the other devices
mm-hmm.
and made a device that covers it all. And we will have a foundation to help families, drivers, to live
mm-hmm.
and have normal lives by the foundation giving
okay.
them money
nice.
In the event of a bad accident. And so we're a give back company, and you know, the most important thing is to stop these really bad accidents
right.
and the broken bones and collarbones
mm.
and sternums and decapitation. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really sad. We want, as you know, race fans of motorsports, we want to see these guys go fast.
Mm-hmm.
In stock cars, we want to see them rub. And, you know, unfortunately, with all that, there's going to be crashes.
Okay.
Now we want to make sure that
we want to make sure they get out of the car. Exactly.
Yes, they get out of the
yeah.
car. And, you know, NASCAR is doing the same thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
how long have we been going to Daytona? Put
mm-hmm.
Kyle Busch back into a wall and has mm-hmm. some of the worst injuries he's ever had. And they decide they need more safer barriers at a track that everybody thought was top notch.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's always more that you can be doing. And we're not trying to take over the world and say, don't wear this device, this, or that. We
mm-hmm.
are just offering somebody a device that they can have peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That they're not going to have the injuries. And I can go, oh, my God, from about August of 2014 to now, the list is so long of people that may lose their careers. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Kevin Swindell's one of them, Sammy Swindell's son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that list goes on and on. And, you know, Darren Pittman, World of Outlaws driver, had to be flown from California
yeah.
to all the way to Indianapolis to have surgery on a broken hand.
I think we lose Tony. Which is
the best.
Tony?
And
there you go.
I'm sorry?
You kind of we're losing you there, in and out. Your phone was kind of going in and out there.
Okay.
There you
but
go.
We're just,
sounds good now.
We're just trying to help everybody and
gotcha.
And give
cool.
them peace of mind and have less problems.
Okay. So the first place that people here are going to be able to kind of really check that out is at the PRI show this coming, December, correct?
Yeah, December the 10th.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah, we'll be there to check that all out. That'll be fun. So, Tony,
yeah.
I know that you've had a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of doing and working in the Indy series. What does the Indy series kind of do for fans out there? I mean, is there any kind of, like, programs in place? I mean, like, you know, as me as Intel Gen, I have my dedicated fan in the Stan Reporter program. Is there anybody out there in the Indy series that kind of does things like that? Or, you know, how
well,
Honda kind of
mm-hmm. reaches out to people to be involved
mm-hmm.
and to sign up, and you can pace the race with Mario Andretti in a two-seater Dallara IndyCar. And they do things and try to help the fans become involved and get things done. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a very good thing. And if any of the fans want to know anything about Brace Yourself, it's www.braceyourself.com/S, because it is from Australia. Brace is not spelled with a C, it's with an S.
Okay, so
Brace
Yourself.
Yeah, braceyourself.com. And I can be reached at TonyBeginski1 at Twitter or TonyBeginski on.
Cool, definitely. So, So now back to the fans and the Indy kind of fans. Does like, you know how NASCAR offers the teams to give out like hot passes and cold passes to like sponsors and like contest winners and things like that? Does Indy kind of offer that to get that kind of in the garage kind of access?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
and
I didn't know that.
You know, all divisions of motorsports are trying to do what I preach about. And I've been on the radio for 2 years, and I've always – that's one of my big points.
Mm-hmm.
Let the fans
okay.
be involved
mm-hmm.
in the things that go on. It doesn't mean we got to let them in and around the car when the guys are trying to work, but they can
right.
walk by and see it being done. And
gotcha.
And that's very important for the race fan, and they'll feel more
mm-hmm.
connected to the sport if we allow that to happen.
Exactly. I mean, I know that's why I started my dedicated fan and the stand reporter program, which, you know, simply is, I tell people, hey, who you really want to go to a race? Tell me, give me a good reason why I should send you, and maybe I will. Now, I can't be at every single race this year, so people that can, I kind of send them to the track with a couple of passes, and, you know, let them report back to me all weekend long. They send me their pictures, they tell me what drivers they've met, they, you know, what's the weather like, and they send it back all weekend long. It all gets posted up on my website, social media, everybody else gets to follow this person along and kind of feel like they're really there. So, I mean, it's my kind of way of you know, bridging that gap between the race fans and the drivers and the inside sports stuff that, you know, you don't get to see every day. So that was one of my programs that I had in place to do that. And I know that you said that you were going to be at Talladega, Tony?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I will be at Talladega, and
okay.
Me and my fiance will be there, and
okay.
Well, we're very much look forward to it. And I will be working in any fashion that anybody needs me. And if nobody mm-hmm. needs me, I can tell you, Enfield Gin, there'll be a guy there named Rowdy Maglite.
Oh, I know Rowdy. We're good friends, actually.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And
what I was saying was, what better person to do the infield reporting for me than you? I could send you to that. You could be my dedicated fan for Talladega. So,
I would love to do that.
And, yeah, I think you'd be really good at it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know that Rowdy's going to be there. Yeah, Rowdy's usually always at Talladega. So. Yeah. So, as you know, I mean, that's just one of the programs that I have in place. But, you know, I don't want to just stop there. As in Phil Jen, I try to do as much as I can to get the race fans involved, you know. So, I started out as a race fan, so I completely understand, you know. So the other popular sponsorship, the other popular thing I have is my Enfield Gen fan sponsorship program. And what that entails is,
uh-huh.
you know, race teams need all the help that they can get getting sponsorship. Well, race fans don't know how easy it is to get involved and become what's considered a team sponsor. So since every dime counts, you know, I got this Enfield Gen fan sponsorship program, and I have all the information listed up on infieldgen.com. But yeah, I'm turning fans into sponsors every day. You know, they're sending us they're filling up the sponsorship contracts and sending over their sponsorship payments. It goes and helps the team, and they get to kind of go into the garage and check it all out and you know, get to see what that's like. So it's just another way that I'm trying to do what I can to get those fans involved. Another than to take it socially, I have racefansrock.com, which is my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Have you had a chance to check that out, Tony?
Absolutely. It's very wonderful and a very well put together media relationship with the fans to keep them in tune.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to do that as much as we can. I got to tell you, it's not easy running a social site, but we do have it set up where, you know, people can customize their profiles. It's safe. You know, we don't really tolerate any spam or anything like that or any kind of negative stuff. And it's designed to stay, you know, focused on racing. But, yeah, it's designed to connect the fans, drivers, teams, NASCAR, you know, everybody in the sport. But, yeah, if you post a status to racefansrock.com, you can also post it to Facebook and Twitter instantly as well. People can create blogs, groups, events. They can interact with the racing community directly. And the best part about it is I have live chat rooms set up for every driver in the top three series. So
okay.
if you like Jeff Gordon, I mean, there's a Jeff Gordon chat room. And if Jeff Gordon were to join the site, he would be verified. And he can go into his own chat room and chat with fans in real time. Like, everybody does, you know, the whole Twitter thing and Facebook and stuff. But, you know, if you think about it, you got to wait for somebody to read it, and then they got to think about what to say. Then they say it, they post it. You got to refresh, go back. It just takes too long, you know. So the live chat rooms are cool. They're instant. They're live. You type it, they see it, they respond right away. So yeah, it's going pretty good, but it's not easy, you know, running a social site on your own like that. It's a lot involved. But like
yeah.
I said, my web guy David Allen is doing a good job of staying on top of that, and I got to tell you, racefansrock.com is growing like every week. So, yeah, we've welcomed a bunch of new members this week. And since we launched on April 6th, we're like over 229,000 page views and interactions. And that's only like over 270 something members right now. So that's a big deal. Those are big numbers. So
that is
I'm
fantastic.
Yeah,
and you should be, rightfully so.
Yeah. So me and David were recently talking, and we're going to implement some like polling, like you could poll the race fans, like put a question up and have a bunch of answers, and fans could kind of, you know, pick an answer that they like, and we could kind of get some really good valuable information like that for a lot of different, you know, like for tracks and things like that. So we're working on doing something like that, and hopefully we will be able to roll that out in a couple weeks. But
that's what
I've been working on. Yeah. Cool. Well, have you had a chance to check out the chat rooms on Race Fans Rock?
No, I haven't, but I believe that'll be in my very near future to do so.
Check that out.
And we look at many ways to involve the fans, and you know, even through being a company that supplies NASCAR and IndyCar and all the other divisions, to get them involved and give them tours. Mm-hmm. And
cool.
We are going to have some 2-seat race cars from Brace Yourself to give some fans a ride around the track and let them actually feel what a driver feels and see what driver sees. And so,
now, when can we do that?
When will you be able to do that?
When do you plan on doing that?
I would say season 2016.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, yeah, let me know. I'd love to be a part of that, too. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sony? Oh, my. Heard a crazy noise what that was about, but anyway, so this RaceFansRock.com segment has been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. If you're in the North Carolina area, or in the Charlotte area, or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services first for all your home or office cleaning needs. Doesn't matter how big of a mess you made, Tate's Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again like new. I trust them with my home, and you know, I've got 3 Basset Hounds, so you know, it's a challenge. They can stink it up pretty good in there, but Tate does an excellent job every single time. And as you can see, they're pet-friendly, so they are fully licensed and insured, so you can trust them, and you can call Tate's Cleaning Services to book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook at Tate's Cleaning Services, that's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services, or you can email them at NorthCarolinaMade@gmail.com or call them directly at 763-269-1919. And make sure that you mention that you heard about them from me and Phil Jen, because you will receive a discount. And they're really good at what they do, so check them out. All right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, cool stuff.
And I did see a picture on Facebook of Brian getting his car cleaned out because they had a lot of dog hair in it.
Oh,
the
God. The Basset Hounds
had left a little hair.
Oh, there was more hair in that car than there was on them. It was bad. And I was like, Brian, you know, we switched cars for the day, and I was like, you know what, this car's dirty. I'm gonna go get it cleaned. And I apologized to the guy at Auto Bell as soon as I pulled out. I was like, listen, you guys are gonna earn your money today with this one. I said, it's really bad in there. Just do what you can. So, but no, they did a pretty good job. They really did. So now that we have Charlotte Motor Speedway in the rear view, we are looking forward to Kansas Speedway. It's time to find out who's in it, who's driving what this weekend at Kansas. So the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series has the weekend off, so they'll be golfing again this weekend. That's good for them. They get some good time off in between there and that series. But moving on to the NASCAR Xfinity Series, there are 41 cars on the entry list for Saturday's Kansas Lottery 300 at Kansas Speedway. We have Michael Self in the zero car. Jenjo Cobb will be in the 10. Harrison Rhodes will return to the number 13. BJ McLeod will be in the 15. Ryan Ellis will drive the 17. Matt Kenseth in the 20. Joey Logano in the 22, pulling double duty. Timmy Hill in the 40. Kevin Harvick in the 88. Mario Gosselin in the 92. And Mason Mingus will be in the number 97. So the Kansas Lottery 300 at Kansas Speedway is set to start this Saturday, October 17th at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired on NBCSN. So yeah, the Xfinity has got some good stuff for all this weekend. And now, you know, on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. For the Hollywood Casino 400 race at Kansas Speedway, there's 44 drivers and teams on the list, and there's only 43 spots, which means one is going home. We have Ryan Blaney at a 21 for the Wood Brothers. Will Kimmel will be in the number 32 for Go Green Racing. Brian Scott will be in the number 33 for Circle Sport Racing. Timmy Hill will be in the 62 for Premium Motorsport, and Reed Sorensen will be in the 98 for Premium Motorsport. So drivers that need to be in the top 36 in speed because they have no provisionals available to them, meaning that they're the lowest in owner's points, would be Timmy Hill in the 62, 46th in owner's points. And drivers that would miss the race if qualifying is canceled, meaning that they have the least amount of race attempts this year, would be Ryan Blaney in the 21 with only 15 attempts. So he's you got to do the go-away rain dance so that Blaney gets in it this weekend. Now, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series... Yeah, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Hollywood Casino 500 at Kansas Speedway is set to start on Saturday, October 18th at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. So, Tony, where are you going to be watching the races from this weekend?
I am going to continue putting the PRI show together and working myself on a car that's going to be in the booth and that Brace Yourself is purchasing a team so we can get drivers in the cars and on the track, you know, carrying our name and showing our devices. And so it stays pretty busy. I unfortunately missed the Winchester 400, but it was quite a race with, I believe, Mr. Self won that race. And he also won three in a row. And the young man was an extra winner of $100,000.
Wow.
But there are some great events going on. There's World of Outlaw events, USAC big events in the USAC National Sprint Car Series. And, you know, Indy's down and they're doing nothing but testing right now. And, you know, we've got the chase going on with NASCAR, and so it makes it very exciting. And if the fans can make it, you've given them the opportunity to camp, tailgate, and watch the race. And I think that is incredible what that company has done and you pushing it. And otherwise, I'll be on Twitter and Facebook, and anybody that wants to contact me, feel free. And we're interested in helping all that we can, and glad to be on the show.
Cool. Well, Tony, I'm going to be at Kansas Speedway with Matt Krajewski and the number 54 ARCA team. We have a car, but it's going to be pink. We got pink on the car, and Brian's always like, it's a nice-looking car. It's pink. It's just pink. I'm like, it's supposed to be pink at this time of the year. But yeah, Brian will be crew chiefing him once again for the grand finale race. And, you know, we're really hopeful to win the ARCA Super Speedway Championship. He's currently in the lead by 35 points, and he needs a top 10 finish, which we believe he can do, and he's going to clinch that championship. So we've got a good car. Again, it's pink, but it's a good car, and it's capable of doing some good things on the track. We tested there a couple weeks ago, so it really helped Brian and the crew kind of hone in all the things that they said, and so they feel it really good. They feel really confident about the car this weekend. So the Full Throttle Saloon 98.9 ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards will take place on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 p.m., which means it's going to be a really long day, and it's going to be aired on Fox Sports 2. So, yeah, so if you're not at the track this weekend and if you're not able to catch the race, that's okay. Just follow along with me on social media and you'll kid at all. Keep in touch with me and continue sending me questions and requests all week long for Kansas. What is that noise?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box and make sure you add me as your friend. You can connect with Tony on there too. Now you can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldGenFanpage and facebook.com/racefansrock. Now the personal page on Facebook, it's reached that 5K limit, so it's kind of difficult to add anyone else on there every now and then. You know, I get somebody that deletes it or whatever, and I have a spot that opens up. But that's another reason why racefansrock.com is a better social community. I don't have any limits on how many friends you can have, so, you know, be friends with everyone. Anyway, so if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldGen. And I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, Tumblr, Periscope, and whatever else is out there as InfieldGen. So, Tony, just you're just doing the Facebook, the Race Fans Rock, and the Twitter? Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, we got to
get very happily so.
All right,
keeps
cool.
Me quite busy.
Yeah, I know. Well, what keeps me busy is my website, InfieldGen.com, and I encourage people to just kind of check it out on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. It includes all the practice sessions, the qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each and every racetrack, different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated fan and stand reporters every weekend. That's going to be Tony at Talladega, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And, you know, I got a merchandise tab over there, so it's not just for show. Check it out. Go get yourself some stuff. That would be really cool. So, Tony, how can everyone find out about Brace Yourself a little bit more? What's their website?
They can go to the website, www.braceyourself.com, or they can contact me at Tony Beginsky1@twitter.com or Tony Beginsky at facebook.com. And I proudly display my contact number and welcome any fan to call and question anything they would like or anyone that they would like to have on the show, and I can do that. And I don't know what that noise is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's not mine. It's not here. It's not happening by me.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. The noise isn't happening by me, but we've had some weird things happen on the show tonight. So I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, technical difficulties. What can you say? But yeah, so anyway, so yeah, we're almost out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank all the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this week. Hopefully I can add a couple more people to that list next week. Want to send out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors LLC, Taste Cleaning Services, Brace Yourself, and to Tuned In. So I hope you all enjoy this weekend's races at Kansas Speedway. I know I will, and I'll post a ton of pictures, as always, and keep everybody up to date as much as I can with the inside scoop straight from the track. So I can't wait for this weekend, actually. It's going to be a good one. Now, hey, if you're also going to Kansas Speedway, feel free to send me some of the awesome pictures that you take so I can see how much fun you're having, and I'll post them all up on InfieldGen.com under the Fan Central section, and everyone else will get to kind of see how much fun you're having, too. So, yeah, can't say enough good things about the NASCAR Campground Network, and definitely take a minute to head over to their website, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. Check them out and make sure you enter for a chance to win that trip to the Daytona 500 in 2016. Click on their blog section on a regular basis and read exclusive articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network. You won't see them anywhere else. Check out all the benefits and become a member so you can hang out next year at a NASCAR track that you go to. All right. So, Tony, I want to thank you very, very much for co-hosting with me tonight. I had a lot of fun and I hope you did too.
Yes, I did, Jennifer.
Cool. Anybody else there that you want to give a shout out to? Cool.
Just want to put out there that the motorsports world lost a very, very legendary driver that had been making people happy for many years, and we lost him in an airplane crash, Tony Elliott. And he was laid to rest this weekend. And other than that, you know, pray for our drivers, pray for our fans and the workers, and live, love, race.
Absolutely. Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks once again for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, you guys all have a great week, and we'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. All right. Good night, Tony. Thanks again.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.